Welcome to the Gypcast. Join us on our journey as we explore the ebb and flow of the marketing seascape.
Hi, I'm Nikki Fotheringham, a content marketing specialist at Gyp Strategic. And we're talking today about content marketing, building trust, not traffic. For years now, content marketing has had a singular goal, and that goal has been to drive traffic to your site. But one look at most bounce rates will show that people pop over to the site for a few seconds and then flit off elsewhere. They're merely tourists to your site and hold no value. I'd like to propose a new goal for content marketing: to get shares, not likes or clicks, but shares. You see, when people share your work, they've read it and they're saying to their friends and family and colleagues, "I like this. I believe in this and I endorse it." They're giving you their tacit approval, a rave review, if you will, and nothing convinces prospective clients like the thumbs up from a trusted source. People share content that they connect with on an emotional level, and this says one thing: I trust you. Building this trust should be the focus of your content marketing. Is your content marketing strategy geared to build trust? With us today, we have Gyp Captain David Shepherd, and he is going to be talking about how to create a content marketing strategy that builds trust rather than traffic.
Yes. Hi, Nikki. Thanks for the introduction. This is an interesting subject because it is something that we've been working on for the last 2 years, particularly content marketing in general, but I think we've learned the hard way how important trust is. Mm-hmm. I guess today we're just going to talk a little bit about how to go about doing that.
Yeah, but since we're not face-to-face with our clients, how would we go about building trust online? Where do we start?
Well, I think it's important that marketing professionals become more realistic about their goals. Till recently, it's always been about how much traffic are we driving to our website, how many people are clicking on things on our website. In general, that's what even search engine optimization or SEOs tend to focus on. They figure the more traffic they have, the more likely someone's going to do what they want them to do. I think it's important to begin with changing their goals, right? Thinking more about sharing, having their customers share their content as opposed to focusing on the clicks, the followers, or the likes on Facebook. I read a couple of interesting stats the other day on the web. You know, 83% of CMOs, chief marketing officers, claim that social sharing is the primary benefit of social media marketing. And I think that that's really important because a lot of people focus on the wrong things. Writing content for the sake of writing content is not going to achieve anything unless somebody actually shares it. Another stat that I read was that CMOs also know that 70% of their customers are more likely to buy something when they see content about a product or service shared by a friend. Again, another important stat, because if your trusted colleague or friend is saying that this is something that I agree with, I like this, I endorse this, then you're more likely to also follow suit. When people just like something on your website, they're simply just lightly bonding with your content. They're not actually engaging. They're not investing their time, right? Versus where they're sharing your content, they're taking a stand in a virtual way. I believe in this is what they're saying. I agree with this point of view. I can relate. Pay attention to this. Here are three reasons people share, okay? Number one, the content serves as an extension of their self-identity. It makes them feel cool or look cool, makes them feel relevant, and it makes them look smart, right? Another reason would be it helps others. So they're sharing the content because they feel that somebody else will benefit from it. Thirdly, they wholeheartedly believe in the person or brand they want to support, and they'll support them no matter what, okay? And that happens with brands like Apple, for instance. Apple has such a following of people who like their products, that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what they put out. People who like their products will basically push them or endorse them simply because they believe wholeheartedly in the brand and the mission.
Mm-hmm. So how can I create content that builds trust with my audience? How can I create something they'll want to endorse?
Okay. That's a good question. I believe that people have to focus on help and not hype. Producing content that solves problems for their audience. Don't try and sell them in every post. You have to figure out what their problems are, what their issues are, the pain that they're feeling as a customer, and you have to address them and help them. In doing that, in really getting to know your customer and focusing your attention on their problem, you're essentially going to be rewarded with the sale, let's say, or whatever the net result is that you're looking for. And in the end, you will earn their trust simply because they can relate to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So in the past, we've had clients who've created really great content that's helpful or solves a pain point or is of use to clients, but they're just not getting heard. Where can I share my content to get the most bang for my marketing buck?
That's a really good question too, and I get that question from all of our clients. They basically have a social channel, an account open with just about everybody, and they're sharing content everywhere, and they're spraying basically their ideas all over the web, but there's absolutely no focus, and they haven't done their homework to figure out where are their customers, where are they spending time, right? So for instance, business to business clients. We tend to advise them to focus their efforts on LinkedIn, for instance, mm-hmm. okay, and Google Plus and so on. But because it's a business-to-business play or offering or service, the more likelihood of them finding customers in a professional setting, per se, like LinkedIn, would be higher than it would be on a social setting like Facebook, okay? Of course, Twitter also applies for business-to-business as well. But if you're a consumer brand, for instance, so you're business to consumer, you might want to focus on Facebook. You might want to focus on Twitter. You might want to focus on things like, StumbleUpon, for instance. We use that quite often in our distribution of our content because it's a discovery engine. People find it. If it's relevant to them, they'll come and see our content. I also like to use paid services too sometimes, like Outbrain. Outbrain's a really good service for discovery of content. In fact, that's what they do. And they've got, their properties are on very big sites like People.com, CNN, and so on and so forth. And you can target them geographically and so on. But what that does is it exposes your content to a wider audience, brings them into your funnel. Now, it's maybe not as focused as you'd like it to be, but the idea is to expose your brand, expose your content, bring them in, have people read the content and clearly, visit your website and see other things or your products or services.
And is it enough just to spray these things out on the internet, as you're saying? Is it enough to just post or do I need to engage?
It would be nice to be able to engage. And that's really what's important. And this is why I was saying it's important to discover where your customers are, mm-hmm. right? Engagement is posting is probably 50% of the work, and the other 50 is engaging. So, just spraying out your message and not actually engaging or trying to engage your audience mm-hmm. is really, again, it's one-way communication, and you're really not achieving much. You're getting traffic, like you were saying before, you're building traffic, but you're not really building any trust.
So I think one of the things we find a lot with content marketing is that people are reticent to spend a lot of money on it. So how can we show, how do I know that my new content marketing strategy is working, that my trust building strategy is working? How can I tell?
Well, there's a number of things, tools, I guess, that you would have to have in place before you start your content marketing strategy. You would definitely need to have some sort of analytics on your website. It would be good for you to also monitor your social channels on a regular basis. You're going to find that there's some key indicators on your, especially in your analytics, there'll be key indicators on how much time somebody's spending on your content, how much whether your bounce rate, for instance, is high on your website. Typically, most websites, and this is an average, you'll find are sitting in the 50s and 60s, maybe as high as 70% if you're strictly an e-commerce website. If anything higher than that is a danger sign. It says that people are coming to my website, not finding what they want, and going somewhere else. So your bounce rate's important. How much time they're spending on your website or your content is really good. There's some really great tools that I've found on free tools on the web, scripts basically that you can use with your Google Analytics. One that does a content efficiency report. You've seen those. You and I have done those before on other blogs that we've worked on. And essentially what that does is it tells you what's the most popular content on your blog, how much time those readers are spending there, and what actions or goals that you have set up on those, and what are they following through on that funnel. That kind of stuff will, if you look at those kinds of reports, and I'll post that on the blog as well. I'll link to that those scripts so you can see how those work, or people can see how they work. What that does is it helps you identify what people are reading, what are they coming to your website for, okay? And then you can expand on those ideas. You can develop more content relating to those concepts. So that, again, you're getting to know your audience better and you're delivering more content of what they're looking for.
That's a great advice. And so what if my bounce rate is really high and people aren't engaging with my content and they're not sharing my work? What do I do then?
You have to change it up. And this is what I was saying about looking at your analytics. You have to look at what's working and what's not and then change gears. When you first start out, you don't know. You think you know, but you don't know exactly what people are looking for. So it's important for you to explore. You have to give yourself, particularly if you're hiring an agency to work for you, you have to give them that time to do the discovery piece. Figure out what customers are coming there for. It might be something completely different than what you think, and you will not know that until you actually start. And that process of exploratory process could take as much as 3 months, could take as long as 6 months. Hopefully it doesn't take a year, but in some cases it does. It really depends on how well you know your customers and where you're starting from.
So if we're going to focus instead on building trust rather than traffic, does that mean we don't have to worry about SEO anymore?
SEO is still an important factor, and I think that particularly when you're thinking about headlines, headlines have to be or should be written in a way that can help you with findability. So that you still need to pay attention to that. You still need to pay attention to keyword density and all that sort of stuff in your articles. You should still think about that, but it shouldn't be the only driving factor. The trust should be your primary goal. The SEO will come if you are on target, if your content is solving your customers' problems, the SEO will work for you as well.
So I think in summary, what you need to take away from this is that building traffic to your site that doesn't result in sales isn't really valuable to you. You need to build trust. So ask yourself the question, why are you spending a good portion of your content budget on things that don't create trust? The real metric should be content that is shared. Real connections with your customers occur when they give your content their stamp of approval.
Thank you for listening to the Jibcast. Jib Strategic is a boutique advertising agency in Toronto where we create big fat ideas that sell.